Hi, Gator. Welcome back to the Vondran Legal Hour. Attorney Steve Vondran here. We are talking in this episode about the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Say that five times fast. Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Digital Millennium Copyright Act. I'm going to stop right there. DMCA. Okay, so this podcast is going to be talking about, let's just say you have an eBay website and or an Etsy website, and you're up there selling your stuff, and somebody feels that you're copying their copyrights or you're selling their trademark logo products or something. And so what happens is, under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, you know, the holder of the copyright or the holder of the trademark or the holder of the intellectual property rights, they may naturally be upset. They may say, why are you selling my stuff online? And you may be saying to yourself, well, it's a parody, or I made this up totally independently. This is my own artwork. I'm sorry that it looks similar to yours, but it's different. And I didn't copy you. I came up with it myself. So what can happen in these sorts of situations, or even where you're selling software online and one of the software companies says, why are you selling our software? You have no license to do that. You're violating the license terms. So these kinds of situations are popping up quite frequently. And the DMCA Act, which is a federal law, is coming up quite frequently. And so we're getting questions from people saying, what do? I am getting bullied by somebody claiming they have these rights. I don't know what they're talking about. They pulled down my auction. They took down my items. You know, eBay stopped me. Google stopped me. Facebook took down a post. Whatever the case may be. And people want to know, well, what's going on? First thing they want to know oftentimes is, can I sue like Facebook or Google or YouTube for doing this, or eBay for, you know, taking down my account? This is the fourth time I've done this or whatever. And I say, well, you have to understand the whole purpose of the DMCA was to give these, what we call online service providers, these companies that host these mega websites, to give them certain safe harbor protections, where you can't just go and sue them. So, you know, so you have this, and so that's one of the things going on. So no, the typical question is, as long as the website operator has a DMCA agent registered with the United States Copyright Office, and our firm does do that if your company is a website that has these kinds of user-uploaded content, items for sale, and those kinds of things. But so what happens is, as long as they have the agent and they're complying with the takedown notices and, you know, doing that thing, doing the process they have to do, then they have safe harbors. You can't go sue them. So the question then shifts to, well, what about this person that seems to be just bullying me and sending me notices, and they're constantly sending notices to eBay or Etsy or whatever, and my stuff just continues to get taken down. When do I get a fight back? Is there a way that I can fight back and get aggressive and go on the offensive? The answer is yes. The DMCA does have a provision under 512F, that's section 512F, and let me see, you can find that, 17, I believe it's 17 USC, make sure I have this right here, 17 USC 512F, and these are what I would call bad faith bully cases. This is where the copyright holder, let's say, has to have good faith grounds to send that DMCA takedown notice of copyright infringement, however they want to phrase it, but usually it's under the form of the requirements set forth under the DMCA for sending these takedown notices. So they send it in, they certify that they have a good faith belief that your product is infringing, and then Google or Etsy, Facebook, whatever, YouTube, they'll go and take it down. So, but these have to be made in good faith, and there was a case that was dealing with this, and this was the Prince case, and this dealt with a 29-second song that some parent and their kid had done, posted on YouTube, and Prince, through the rights holder Universal, they basically sent the takedown notice, and the party that got the notice was upset. They said, what's going on here? We're just like a 29-second clip with my kid dancing. What's the big deal here? What's going on? That's like a fair use. I'm not trying to make money, you know. And Prince apparently was, you know, opposed to just having his music out there on the internet, you know, if it wasn't his or somebody wasn't getting it from him or whatever. So A takedown notice was initiated. Well, this person fought back. They said, no, this is a fair use under the copyright laws. I'm not using it for commercial use. It's just a tiny clip. It's like, get real here. Just having some fun on the internet. Going viral, baby. So, you know, a DMCA 15, 1512F lawsuit was filed. And there were, I think it was a motion to strike or motion to dismiss, which was denied. And so the court basically said in this case, this was a case out of the Northern District in California, lots of intellectual property going on up in the Northern District, San Fran Bay area, so forth. And the court said, no, you have to consider defenses such as the fair use before you're sending down the takedown notice. So that sort of puts a burden on copyright holders and companies that want to just fire off, you know, automated DMC takedown letters any chance they get and just sort of do this routinely. They may send 50, 100 of these, thousands of these. So, you know, there is this requirement. And where this is violated under 512F, it talks about how you may seek to recover for any damages, including costs and attorney fees. Let me say that again. Any damages, including costs and attorney fees, incurred by the alleged infringer by any copyright owner or copyright owner's authorized licensee or by a service provider who is injured by such misrepresentation. And the misrepresentation is basically representing that you have these copyrights and you have the legitimate claim over the person that's using it. So this is a very important, I call it the let's go crazy case. Probably what it ought to be is let's not go crazy case. And, you know, think about these things. If you're a plaintiff, you need to send these letters out. Think about it before you're doing it. If you're a defendant, you feel like you're being unfairly pushed around and bullied, have your copyright rights or your trademark rights examined by an intellectual property law firm. That's us. And we'll take a look at your claims and defenses and we'll see, is this warranted or is this something we can go back on the offensive? Where do we stand? Okay. Again, software audit and software cases. Do you have the, is there some license that prevents you from doing what you're doing? So those kinds of issues will pop up. So in general, this is a general legal overview of the DMCA bully Section 512F lawsuits. Attorney Steve Vondran, licensed practice law in California and Arizona. We handle federal copyright and federal trademark cases nationwide. So if you have any questions, give us a call. We're happy to help. You can reach us. You can find my website at askattorneysteve.com. It's a good place to go. We have more information on also badfaithdmca.com if you want to go right to the blog that discusses this. That's badfaithdmca.com. As always, we appreciate you listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it on your social media networks. Attorney Steve out. Thanks. We look forward to working with you. Have a great day.